Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been. Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 19th February 2012. Bab Dada knows that all of you have love for the Murli. You also have love for the family. You have love for the father anyway. Now each of you has to have this speciality to be an image of success in imbibing everything and in doing every form of service. Each one should have both these specialities so that Bab Dada can show you as an example in service and put enthusiasm into others. Make such efforts and become an example. In doing this, you have a right to success with your determined thoughts. Therefore, become an example. Become an example in becoming an intense effort maker. Everyone is ordinary anyway, but you have to become a sample of intense effort. There are hopes in you. Bab Dada saw that double foreigners have the original sanskar of whatever they think, they will definitely do that. So now, become such an example for making intense effort that Bab Dada can give your example and also put zeal and enthusiasm into others. There are hopes in you. You can do whatever thought you have. That is why on this day, Bab Dada is giving you multi-million fold congratulations. This is the Avyakta Murli of 19th February 2012. Baba is saying you have love for Murli, you have love for family, you have love for the father. And you have also one speciality that you become an image of success. You become an example. You become a sample in an intense effort. Every human being wants success, but there is a flip side of success. Every success brings with it some misery, some restlessness. Person is here at this point and he wants to reach at this point. So when he reaches at this point, there is a desire to reach at the point C, and the point B becomes meaningless. So this is one point where we are. This is point one, and this is point two. And suppose this distance D1 and this desire. So distance remains same even after reaching here. So once you reach here, now there is another point here, point three. This is point 2. So distance between point 1 and point 2, and then distance between point 2 and point 3, the distance remains same. And this distance creates another restlessness, another misery. It's good. In the world, there is a lot of competition. They appear for exam, 1,000 students appear for exam, only 10 pass, What about the rest? Everyone wants success, but success may not come to all. So this very desire creates some restlessness, some conflict. When you are here, you want to come here. When you are here, you want to come here. And when you are here, again the distance remains the same. You want to come here. This concept you need to understand. When we say success, let us start with material success, worldly success. There is a lot of competition in the world. And to achieve any material success, so much effort is needed. And even after doing all those efforts, it's not guaranteed that you will achieve success. And then failure comes, and every failure brings with it some frustration. If it brings success, still then there is restlessness, because the distance remains same. And if it brings failure, the result is further frustration, because the world is a world of competition. There is a cutthroat competition everywhere. This is a world of where there is a jealousy rampant everywhere. There is a conflict, there is struggle, there is war all the time. So, person doesn't want this. And they escape from the world and they enter the world of spirituality. Why they enter? Because they don't want struggle. To earn money, it's a great task. So they run away and enter monasteries, mutts, ashrams, and different spiritual places, so that they can escape from competitions, hard work, earning money, conflicts, travel. Somehow this is indirect result of. On the top, there is a desire to achieve God, to have spiritual place. But inside there is a desire for comfort into the surrendered life. In some safe, comfortable place where there is no hurrying, no travel, no train, no locals, no buses, no jobs, no targets, no boss, no tension of salary increment, no competition, no tension about family and family responsibilities. So okay, they enter this world. That is a material world, mundane world, worldly business. They don't want, because to achieve success in world is not an easy job. So much struggle is there. You have to work so hard for success. You know, every year, thousands and thousands of people enter the city of Mumbai to become heroes and heroines. But how many of them become? If 1 lakh youths enter the city of Mumbai with the dream of becoming heartthrob of the country, but do they become? No. They end up becoming some part-time or some sidekick, some supporting actor, and that too not very successful. Or they end up becoming the actor of advertisements, and they had the dream of making it a big success, superstar. They end up in becoming junior artists. That too not consistent. So what about, so it's only one out of thousands and thousands who become something extraordinary. What about others? And there are more chances that you become that other. There is always a chance that you become that other person, rather than that one successful. So this world is not so easy. So what is the escape path? To enter the world of spirituality. Okay, so they entered. But then, now they want spiritual success. Okay, here they wanted material success. Now they have given up that desire. Outside they say, we don't have that material desire. But inside, there is a joy that we have got rid of all that competition, that hard work. Look into the life of one successful film actor. It's not a joke. For one shot, they have to do so many. For one successful scene, they have to do shots at least 10 times. Acting and reenacting the same scene again and again, again and again. The shooting goes on till 2, 12 midnight, and they wake up at 2 a.m. again. They start their job. They work very hard. And what is appearing as success, it's not that easy. So, that is another thing. Not just this one line, but any line for that matter. Any business, anything in the world, anything, bureaucracy, anything, sports, so much hard work is needed. When their colleagues are sleeping, they are out in the ground, practicing and practicing. So now, you escaped from all that competition business. And you have entered this world of spirituality. But now, as I said, you want spiritual success. What is the success? Somebody enters the Buddhistic monastery, he wants to become like the Buddha. He enters the Christian monastery, he wants to become like the Christ. Somebody enters here and he wants to become like Brahma. And the restlessness starts. The misery remains the same. Then what, we are talking again success or what? No. There's something else which is beyond what we are thinking as true. Have we really understood this knowledge? Or we are just like puppets, repeating, reiterating the statements which come in Murlis without understanding the depth? And this pursuit of success goes on and creating more confusion, more misery, more disturbance within the consciousness. We are told you are unique. But the other person is also told that he is unique. And then there is a competition. Conflicts. What is the way out? The way is enjoyment. Enjoy whatever you are getting. If it is a success, enjoy success. If you fail, there is enjoyment in failure also. There are so many lessons to learn from failure. When you are healthy, enjoy health. But when you fall sick, why don't you enjoy sickness? In fact, you should not fall sick, that is another thing. But if you fall sick, by whatever mistakes, blunders that you commit, enjoy that also. When you are successful, enjoy success. When you are a failure, enjoy that failure. When you are healthy, enjoy health. When you are sick, enjoy the sickness. This is known as choiceless awareness. The choice creates misery. The choice creates disturbance. Be what you are, where you are. Baba says, effort should be effortless. The very desire to become successful creates stress and tension. What success? The distance will remain the same. The distance will remain the same. Einstein says, time is always constant. Spirituality says, mind is always constant. The desires are still there. Wherever you are, mind means desires. And every desire, whether it is material or spiritual, creates disturbance. You don't know how to speak, you want to become a speaker. Okay, so there is a desire here. And that desire creates restlessness. You become a speaker, now there is another restlessness here. Because there are other speakers in competition. Now you want to go ahead and then you come here. Okay, you become here and you have, all those are left behind. But now there is another restlessness. You want to play to the gallery. More popular, more popular. The desire never ends. There is no end to the desire. You can't say that this is okay now. Everything is done. There is never an end to the desire. The desire is always there. The distance remains the same. Where you were here, when you came to Madhuban, you did not know anything. When you came in this Gyan, you used to look at with awe, these people are so much ahead of me. And then you make effort, then you come at par with them. But now you have a desire to outrun them, outsmart them. So you are here, you are here. Wherever you are, the desire is following you. And there is a disturbance in the desire itself. The problem is with desire. The problem is not about success. It's in the desire. Somebody is doing some job. He says, I don't want to do this job. Let me go in the center and surrender there permanently so that no question of job, no travel, no daily struggle with boss. Let me no tension. Let me have a comfortable life. So that person comes in the center. Is it comfortable life then? The desire is always there and the new disturbance starts. No, they say, hey, this is not good. Whenever I go to Madhuban, I feel so nice. So calm and so peaceful here. No stress, no tension, no boss, nothing. Why don't I make effort to give up that center and those places and come here permanently? And person makes effort to come here permanently. And once he is here, in the initial days, the focus was effort. But later on, the focus becomes something else and he is embroiled or involved in so many other issues and affairs. And the new disturbance every day cropping up. So desire still remains. And disturbance still remains. But every day new disturbance. Every day newness in the disturbances. Not brought by himself, but by situations. So disturbance always stays. So whatever you do, the disturbance remains. So what is the way out? What is the way out? The way is to accept what you are. The way is to remain. Why this disturbing desire to become something extraordinary? Be ordinary. Be simple. Be what you are. I am okay with myself. I don't want to become something. There was a horse. And he was always complaining and he said to God, I am not happy with this body. I want some transformation. God says, what do you want? He said, see, the neck is so short. I want a little bigger one. Look at my leg. I want little bigger and smaller. This is not good. I want to become little muscular. I want to gain weight. This is not good. So God said, okay. Be as you want. And suddenly the horse turns into camel. And he says, what is this? I am not happy with this. God says, this is what you wanted. No, accept this. He says, no, I want to become as I was before. The first thing is to give up this desire. I want to become something else. Be what you are. Accept yourself. Other thing is, as I said, choiceless awareness. Choiceless awareness. Choice itself creates disturbance. Whatever is happening, let it happen. Whatever is happening, accept it. You know, it is a cold weather. I feel disturbed. I don't want this cold weather. I want summer back. So you have not accepted winter. And there is a desire for summer. When summer comes, you don't want summer. It's so hot, so sultry weather. There is another desire now for something else. But that something it doesn't come, rains come. And initial days you enjoy. But after some days again there is a disturbance. Now you don't want rains. It's too much. From last 1 month I have not seen sun. Every time it is raining all the time. To wear raincoats, to carry umbrella. It is so disturbing. I don't want this. So there is... Success is also like this. When you are here at point P1, you want to go to point P2, and then when you reach P2, you want to go to P3. The distance remains the same and the disturbance remains the same. Accept the places wherever you are. Accept the persons. Accept the situations and enjoy. If it is sickness, enjoy the sickness. You are on the bed with a fractured limb. Enjoy that. Such a fracture you will not get again. It's a good chance. Feel that sickness. If it's cold, enjoy the cold. If it is hot, enjoy the hot. If it is insult, When you will get a person who will insult you every day? Never. There are people always standing and praising you all the time. Do they help you? Not in the least. But when somebody points your mistake, that person becomes your greatest teacher. You become aware, alert, attentive, mindful. And praises make you land up into sleep, unconscious coma stage. So this vilification, calumny, insult, abuses, opposition, protests, all those things, they are rather more helpful than all those other things. So to become successful means to be what you are, one thing. To become successful means to come to this choiceless awareness. To successful means, Jai Krishnamurti says, observation without the observer. There is an observation, but without the observer, it is the state of Sakshi. You enter into the state of detached observership, where the drishta, where the observer falls down, and the observation remains. So you are not starting judging things. He spoke nicely with me, he is a good man. He did not speak nicely, he is a bad person. There is a judgment and there is a disturbance. No, I want to keep away from him, I want to go to him because he is not a good person. So there is a disturbance all the time. Success is to be what you are. Accepting what you are in the core, accepting situations as they are, rather than trying to modify them. Yes, with this attitude, the situations will get modified on their own. That is another thing. When your attitude changes, everything changes around you. So this desire creates neurosis. Like a patient who used to think that he is Abraham Lincoln, a psychiatric patient. He thinks that he is Abraham Lincoln. And one day his psychiatrist told him, "Now you're cured." He says, "I spent 5 years with this psychiatrist and I had to spend lakhs of money, and he says I am cured. What, I am cured? Earlier I was Abraham Lincoln, now I am nobody." So what sort of treatment is this? Because everywhere there is a desire to be something else than what you are. And this desire itself creates disturbance. So whether it is a material field or the spiritual field, it should not be desire, it should be rather the natural blooming of the consciousness. You automatically grow. There is no competition in the nature. Do you see? The sun is competing with somebody, the moon is competing with somebody, the birds are competing with other birds, that I sing nicely, my voice is better than your voice. There is no competition in the nature, the sun, the moon, the sky, the stars. Everywhere is going on so smoothly. It is a man who is filled of cutthroat competition, which is creating disturbance. Drop all competitions. Drop all jealousies. You are unique, not just unique, but a masterpiece. There's none like you. Why are you competing with anybody? Why are you comparing with somebody else? Your situations are your situations. Your part is unique. Your fortune is unique. Your nature is unique. So let this grow on its own. And gradually you will understand this is real success. Success is not that I don't have a particular degree. I strive hard and I get that degree. Is that success? There are people who are already having those degrees. Are they happy? No, success is not making them happy, rather success is making them more miserable. Every success is bringing more misery than happiness. Drop this very concept of success. The real concept is about real happiness, which is already within me. The potential, every soul is already potentially divine. I don't have to buy, borrow, purchase divinity from somebody else. The divinity is within me. There is a soil, there is a mud. Remove that mud, that soil, that mal vikshep avaran. Remove all those. And then the gold is already there, shining. And do it now. This is the time to come back to your original self. This is what I am. Accept. I have all those things. I accept that I have this failing, this error, this imperfection, this flaw, this defect. I accept all this. I don't want to become something, but I would be happy if I get rid of this, and I will try my own ways to get rid of them. And These are at the periphery. The center is always pure. The journey is from periphery to the center. The journey is from periphery to the center. So this is what is life. The very concept of choiceless awareness, in the words of Krishnamurti, observation without the observer. Drop the observer. Drop the observer, because this observer creates judgment. This is right, this is wrong. This is right, this is wrong. Drop the choices. Come to that stage of detached observership. Then only some new thing will happen. You will enter the new field, a new level, a new platform of consciousness. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada knows that all of you have love for the Murli. You also have love for the family. You have love for the father. Anyway, now each of you has to have this speciality. To be an image of success in imbibing everything and in doing every form of service. Each one should have both these specialities so that Bab Dada can show you as an example in service and put enthusiasm into others. Make such effort and become an example. In doing this, you have a right to success with your determined thoughts. Therefore, become an example. Become an example in being an intense effort maker. Everyone is ordinary anyway, but you have to become a sample of intense effort. There are hopes in you. Bab Dada saw that the double foreigners have the original sanskars of whatever they think. They will definitely do that. So now, become such a sample for making intense effort that Bab Dada can give your example and also put zeal and enthusiasm into others. There are hopes in you. You can do whatever thoughts you have. This is why on this day Bab Dada is giving you multi-million fold congratulations. Avyakta Murli, 19 February 2012. Om Shanti.